Today we'll be doing Sif Yud Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Hamashkim Kodem or Hayom Lilmod. The person gets up before the crack of dawn to learn. Mevarich Birkas HaTorah. He should recite Birkas HaTorah. Ve'inu Tzarech Lachzer Ulevarich Yishayilich Leves HaKnesses. He need not recite it when he comes back to shul later. Hamashkim Kodem or Hayom Mevarich Kol Seder HaBrachos. Chutz Ni Birkas HaNosim Lasech Vivina Ufayshas HaTamid. Sheyamten Mila Amrat Sheyeor Hayom. If a person gets up before dawn, so they could say all of the brachos, aside from HaNosim and the parsha of the carbon tamid, which you should wait until daylight to say. The Rama says, ideally, one should do netilas yadayim before making birkas haTorah. But if you don't have access to water, you can still technically learn without first washing your hands. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chav Tes tells us mevarich birkas haTorah. Even if a person were to then, after getting up early to learn, were to go back to sleep and to sleep for a significant period of time, whether before daylight or once the day already began, he need not make a new birchas haTorah. Presumably, this person wanted his birchas haTorah to exempt him for the entire day. But according to the opinion that we quoted earlier, that even one who took more than just a nap, but slept during the day, if he wanted to make a new Birchas HaTorah, he wouldn't lose out. It wouldn't be considered a bracha levatala. And certainly here, when the guy went back to sleep before daylight, for sure, it would not be a hefzid for him to make the bracha again. Kodem or hayom, b'filu b'mashkem acher chatzos laila le'ezeh inyan. Even when a person gets up after midnight, v'dayto lachzor ve'lishon od acher kach neskahi. You know, a person gets up around midnight time to learn, and then he wants to go back to sleep for a few hours. Filu achi yuchal levarich kol leilu habrachos ha'shiv lo yitztarich levarich osam kishe yakum ba'boker. He can recite all of the berachos ha'shachar, and he need not repeat them again when he gets up for the day. Levad berachos ha'lokai neshama yomar b'licha simah v'amav yirshina yomar b'licha skaras ha'shem. The only exceptions are when it comes to Elokai Nesham and Amav Yirshina, so he should say Elokai Nesham without the conclusion, without the bracha part at the end, and he should say Amav Yirshina without Hashem's name. When he gets up for real, then he should say the brachas with Hashem's name. So the Achronim assume that even Hanosi Lasech Vivina you can recite before daylight. Other Achronim say that it's best to avoid saying Hanosi Lasech Vivina before daybreak unless you actually heard a rooster crow. Other Achronim say no, but the Evan, you would still be Yotze even if you did not hear the rooster. This is assuming that you made the bracha after Chatzos Laila, after Halachic midnight. But if you made the bracha before midnight, then even if you heard the rooster, you would have to make the bracha again. So Parashat HaTalmid also includes the Mishnayos about the Karbanos, like Ezehu Mekoman, Kehim Kom Akravasam, because they are in place of being mak of karbanos, and of course akravas karbanos can only take place during the day. If you don't have access to water, you can clean your hands with whatever you have available to you. So we'll stop here for now. We'll pick up with Sif Yadal tomorrow.